Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show on this Friday, March 9th, 2011. For the third time this week, the Pima County air quality folks have issued an air quality advisory. Yeah, it's pretty bad out there. That dry, dusty, easterly wind. Not my favorite combination in Tucson, Arizona, especially when we get those winds. It was gusting up in the foothills. Had to have been 45, 50 mile an hour gusts this morning. Anyway, we're safe and sound here in the studio. I am Bill Buckmaster. We thank you for choosing the Buckmaster Show. We are live Monday through Friday, noon to one on The Voice, KVOI, AM 1030. And The Voice Network, our partner stations, KAPR AM 930 in Douglas and KJAA AM 1240 in Globe. We stream the show live. Two choices there, BuckmasterShow.com and KVOI.com. And the program is available. We post it early in the afternoon after the show, so you can listen to it anytime at BuckmasterShow.com, TucsonSentinel.com, and TucsonCitizen.com. Today's Friday Focus interview is with Steve Kasachek, Republican representing the 6th Ward on the Tucson City Council. Joining me in studio to talk with the councilman, Sarah Garrett Gasson. Sarah is editorial writer at the Arizona Daily Star. Jimmy Bogle is editor of the Tucson Weekly. And we welcome you to join in the conversation. Our Buckmaster Show live line is now open for you, 790-2040. The Friday Focus interview on the Buckmaster Show, presented by our friends at Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. This is a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Jimmy and Sarah, good to see both of you.
Thank you for having us.
And now let's welcome Steve Kay. Steve Kasachek, Councilman, City of Tucson, is on the Buckmaster Show live line. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. Did you go out for your run this morning, or did this wind keep you down?
No, I had to shut it down to 11 miles instead of the usual 12 or 13.
But you did carry on.
I had to cut a mile off, right?
You're so modest, Steve.
It was like running uphill, and it's craziness.
Yeah, it is crazy. Let's begin with, you're not a very popular person right now with the folks in the Republican Party. You had suggested that candidates in each party step aside in the Congressional District 8 race and focus on the CD2, the upcoming race in the fall. Folks not happy with you in your own party. You had an op-ed piece in the Arizona Daily Star basically saying that character and integrity are not defined by party label.
Well, and I stand by that. You know, I'm sorry that we just got to get to the point in this community, in the state, frankly, where we set aside the hyper-partisanship and think about the concept of the greater good. We have a district that Gabby Giffords was elected to represent, and everybody knows that she would still be doing that had it not been for the tragic shooting. The people who have been running that office and have been doing the constituent work since that event occurred are her staff members. The one person who's been heading that up is Ron Barber. Ron has been invested in this community for 43 years. He knows the constituent needs. He knows the phone numbers to call, the people to talk to, the issues that are going on. It just seemed to me to be logical to say, look at everybody, I understand the process, and I'm tired of people saying, well, you know, we have a constitutional process they have to go through. I get that. You know, I know that. It's demeaning for people to suggest that I don't understand that we don't anoint people. What I was suggesting to people is, look, it would make sense to you candidates who are running, if you weren't trying to campaign for two simultaneous elections to two different constituents. Some of the boundaries will change when eight disappears and two is redrawn. I'll grant you it'll be similar, but it won't be identical. You're asking your donors to fund you four different times, two primaries and two generals. And oh, by the way, once you're elected in June, you're going to start running again for a November election, and the people getting lost in this whole conversation are the District 8 constituents who are going to be sitting and watching this political circus take the rest of the year to play itself out. Ron Barber's an absolutely quality human being. He knows the players. He knows the agenda. He's been doing the work. It just struck me as being the logical thing to do to let the guy stay in the saddle. And frankly, Some of the people in the Republican Party probably could have benefited from softening their image a little bit if they had just stood down and said, you know what, let's not run our campaign volunteers and our donors into the ground. We'll focus on the district that's going to remain in November.
Steve Kasachek is with us, and here is Sarah Garrett Gasson of the Arizona Daily Star.
Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Steve. I wanted to kind of touch on some things that you wrote in your op-ed piece that ran in the Star, which was partnered with a piece by Republican National Committeeman Bruce Ash, who is well known in Republican political circles. And the letters that we've received and letters to the editor have been overwhelmingly on the side of what you were saying is it's not the party. It's not you have to, you know, step in line and do what the party bosses say, that you have to speak up for individual issues and what you think is best. I'm just wondering, do you view yourself in the context of the Republican Party within Pima County and Arizona, considering how divided it can be, do you still see yourself as Republican, or do you view yourself more as an independent, politically speaking, rather, you know, I know party labels have their place in the process.
I'm wearing the label, and what I'm trying to do and I'm hoping to be able to do is to draw out of the out of this party, the Republican Party, whether or not there is a moderate faction that exists, people such as Ron Barber, frankly, who are willing to, Bruce Wheeler's another example, he's also a Democrat, people who are willing to reach across party lines and not just entrench themselves in an ideological mindset that says, irrespective of the quality of the candidate, the issues for which they stand, I'm going to look at the person and not the label. Now, how do I characterize myself? I'm trying to draw that faction out of this party. If it doesn't exist, I guess we'll find that out pretty soon. But from the standpoint of policy, I guess I would wear an independent label. From the standpoint of politics, I haven't made that switch yet.
Jimmy Bogle now from the editor of the Tucson Weekly.
I just have to ask you, Steve, when you look at the candidates for the CD8 race, and possibly all of them will also be candidates for CD2, on the Republican side, do you see any of what you're talking about in those candidates, you know, in terms of maybe some moderation there and, you know, not the hyper-partisanship?
Certainly not in the first two that jumped into the race, and frankly, since then I haven't taken a very hard look at any of them. I don't know anything about McSally. Sorry, I don't remember her first name.
Martha.
Martha.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
Colonel Martha McSally.
Yeah. And no disrespect intended to her. I don't want to get strafed by her A-10 or whatever she flies. I don't know much about her politics. I've known Dave Sitton for 20-something years through the work in athletics department. There's a difference between knowing somebody as a sports broadcaster and knowing what his politics are, though. And so, you know, my focus has been on the CD8 race, supporting Ron Barber. When they get to the CD2 race, I can tell you that my experience with Mr. Antonori and Mr. Kelly has been that they represent what I would consider to be a pretty fringe wing of the Republican Party. I think that this state needs to pivot away from that and pivot towards the center, where people are more willing to reach across party lines. And so I'm looking for somebody who approximates the center more than that.
Steve Kasachek with us on the Buckmaster Show. I want to talk a little bit about the TCC. $800,000, the council decided something had to be done about the replacement of those bleachers. And Jody Bain, the chairwoman of the Rio Nuevo Board, and Rick Grinnell, I want to point out, they are not happy with the way they are being characterized in the media, and we have agreed they will both be here on the Buckmaster Show. What do you say to this whole this relationship right now with Rick and Jody and the board over there?
You know, the public is so tired of this dysfunctional relationship. Ask them, spend the 2008 bond money that has been sitting there gathering dust on that TCC. Spend the 2009 COPS money, certificate of participation money, that's been sitting there gathering dust. They can spend it on nothing else. That's what the Auditor General said. That's the reason the bond money was allocated and the COPS money was allocated. We can talk this thing to death, and the taxpayers have every right to be just fed up with seeing these two group of putatively groups of adults who can't sit in the same room at the same time. We literally haven't done that. That board has been impaneled for 2 years now. We haven't sat in the same room with that group. I find that just unconscionable and totally unacceptable. As far as the TCC is concerned, the city is not without fault in that. We have been sweeping, and I pointed this out at the last study session. The city has been sweeping a surcharge off of the tickets for the last couple of years into the general fund. That is between $350,000 and $500,000 a year that should have been going into maintaining the TCC. Those are dollars that we should have been spending for the last couple of years on it. In addition to that, we're giving the MTCVB, the Convention Visitors Bureau, a piece of the bed tax that we could legitimately throw at the TCC and under the umbrella of tourism. So we're in a position. We, the city, are in a position to be walking the talk in this thing too. So the blame in this, if there is to be blame, is not all laying at the feet of the Rio Nuevo board. We both have feet of clay in this thing. The city needs to be stop the sweeping of the surcharge. Take some of the MTCVB money. We can find $1 million a year easily between those two pots of cash. And the flip side, Rio Nuevo needs to stop with the ruse that they don't know how much money they've got. They've got bond money. They've got cop money invested in the asset that they own.
Here's Sarah Garrett Gasson with a follow-up.
I wanted to ask, Las Florecitas has left the TCC. The Mariachi Convention has left the TCC along with a large stamp collecting event and gone to the casinos. And I'm wondering, do you think that Tucson needs an arena in the convention center? Is there a reason to have that size of a venue? Is it worth the money to reinvest in?
They didn't leave because we didn't have an arena. I don't think that we should be putting money into a new arena downtown because we don't have an anchor tenant. We have the TCC that the Gem Show and some of the people that we do have renting that facility out year after year say do things like expand the meeting rooms and the exhibits and the exhibit spaces, retool the bathrooms, get us some Wi-Fi, bring the thing into the 20th century.
But what about pouring all this money into spiffing up the existing arena? Is that worth the money?
Yeah, I think it is. I think that the events that we're trying to maintain are not events that are saying go build us a 15,000-seat arena. The reason you would do that is if you had an anchor tenant that could fill that thing. For instance, there was some talk about the U of A basketball going down there. Well, the U of A basketball is not going down there. They're staying in McHale Center. Until somebody can identify an anchor tenant that would make it make sense to spend $200+ million on an arena, I'm going to pivot back in the direction of saying fix what we've got now and make it a worthy venue for the kinds of community events that we are still bringing in.
Steve Kasachek, we're going to take a break right here on the Friday Focus interview with the Tucson City Councilman and Sarah Garrett Gasson of The Star and Jimmy Bogle of The Weekly. We continue on The Buckmaster Show. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Two of the world's largest pharmaceutical giants, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, know where bio works. It works at Innovation Park in Oro Valley, one of the 10 best towns for families, according to Family Circle magazine. Bioscience and bioindustry, working together at Innovation Park with 275 acres of inspiring environment ready for bio development. Learn more about where bio works at innovationparkaz.com. Noble Hops Gastro Pub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than 24 on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of healthcare that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
/12:22 on the Buckmaster Show. Sarah Garrett Gasson is here from the Arizona Daily Star. Jimmy Bogle is the editor of the Tucson Weekly. And on the Buckmaster Show live line, our Friday focus newsmaker is Tucson City Councilman Steve Kasacek. Here's Jimmy Bogle.
Hey, can I say something real quick,
please?
I wanted to say thank you to Sarah. She runs the edit board over at the Star. Mm-hmm. And we got off of that issue of the Bruce Ash and my op-eds. I think it meant a lot to me to be able to have the Star allow me to reply to that. I think it's important for this community to understand and to see what the Pima GOP is turning into. If they want to make themselves out to be the party that is a big tent party or the party that's the size of a pup tent, they're going to shrivel up. And they're going to shrivel up for decades if they wind up being a party of a bunch of old white guys.
And we will hear from Bruce Ash on Monday. He is one of the political commentators, as you know, Steve, on our Monday political face-off, and he will have some things, I'm sure, to say about what you have been commenting on today. Anyway, here's Jimmy Bogle.
We actually had a question from a caller who didn't want to go on the air, and this caller said that he'd heard that the Rio Nueva board is actually waiting for this audit to be finished before they can move forward with anything. And what do you have to say about that?
There's no reason to wait. Let the audit come. There are two audits, by the way. There are two forensic audits, and there is an FBI investigation. I've heard that one of the audits is going to be released this weekend. That's great. That has nothing to do with the fact that there's bond money that the voters approved back in 2008, and there were cops money that was allocated for the TCC back in 2009. Those dollars can be spent right now. They could have been spent 2 years ago. I'm absolutely in favor of releasing and making completely transparent the results of the audits and the investigations. And in fact, Jimmy, frankly, I've been calling for let's release the deal points that that both parties have been laying in front of each other during mediation. Because when you do this all behind closed doors in executive session, the public is sitting there watching this volley of dysfunction go back and forth, saying, "How are you people seriously spending our dollars?" I think every taxpayer in this region ought to see what Rio Nuevo is demanding in mediation, what the city is asking for in mediation. The same thing is true with respect to how we're going to work on funding the TCC. Let's open the doors, let the sunlight shine in on it, and have these two bodies sit in front of each other, in front of the media, in front of the public, and have this conversation out in the sunlight.
Steve Kasachek with us on the Buckmaster Show. Bruce Ash, Republican State Committeeman, who is one of the regular commentaries on the Buckmaster Show, Monday Political Face-Off, could not wait until Monday. Go ahead, Bruce. You're with us. Bruce, go ahead.
Hi, Bill and Sarah and Steve. It's Bruce Ash. Steve, you know, you never cease to amaze me because you are a great public servant. And no one discounts the work that you've done on the council and the person that you are. But you taking the cheap shots that you do about people who have helped you and mean you no harm, and the way that you unceasingly are ungrateful and are biting in your comments is just, it can't go without comment, Steve.
And frankly,
Steve, your inability to show the integrity when you were asked to give an endorsement to two city council people whose sole purpose for running for city council was to be there to second your motions and to support you at the city council, for you then, 3.5 seconds later, after both Richard Carmona and Ron Barber announced for their candidacies, for you to give endorsements to them, Democrats, no matter how good you might feel about them, and you wouldn't give endorsements to your own party.
Okay, Bruce.
That is the dispute that you have with the Republican Party.
Hey, Bruce,
that's the dispute that you have and not that we have with you. You are the one who picked this fight.
Bruce, don't go away. Let Steve respond to you, then Sarah wants to ask you a quick question. We've only got 4 minutes, so let's keep this real tight. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I'm not even sure I want to respond. When someone calls you dishonest and lack of integrity, I'm not going to endorse candidates that want to sue the city for $47 million, Bruce. That's foolishness.
I wasn't talking about Mr. Grinnell.
Excuse me.
Hold on. Let him finish.
Mr. Vogt also agreed with that position.
Sarah.
And so, you expose yourself as being nothing but an ideologue, sir, and I'm not even going to respond to the charges you made.
Sarah, go ahead with Bruce Ash.
Okay. Bruce, I want to thank you for taking the time to write the op-ed that you did for the Star, and I think it got a good conversation going in the community. And I also wanted to ask, though, it seems that this point between the two of you has gotten very, very, very personal. And so I'm wondering, how do we get past this? It was the last election, and how do we move forward in terms of doing things that are action-oriented and for the good of the community rather than rehashing something that happened months ago?
Sarah, it happened just a couple of weeks ago when Steve made the endorsements that he did. And frankly, the endorsement of Richard Carmona over Jeff Flake, a guy who, according to Steve's description of how he looks at the world, how party people must reach across party lines, Jeff Flake has constantly done that during his career in the U.S. House.
Okay. I would like to.
Go ahead.
30 seconds on it.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, Bruce. What part of this resume don't you like? A man who came over here as a legal immigrant, grew up in Harlem, got his GED in the military, served special service, special forces, SWAT. Received two.
I know, Mr. Carmona.
No, let me finish, Bruce. Two Purple Hearts, two Bronze Stars, served in a Republican administration as Surgeon General, has represented Southern Arizona in a medical and security advisory capacity at the top levels of the region. Other than having a D next to his name, what don't you like about that resume?
I'll tell you what I don't like about the resume. Nothing about it is bad except the fact that Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Charles.
I'm not
Schultz,
talking about her.
Nancy
I'm talking
Pelosi,
about Mr. Carmona,
and
Bruce.
Wrap it up,
and
Bruce.
And Harry Reid have all supported him and have raised money for him. And that's not who Toussaint want to have beholden to.
So you won't speak to his resume, but you'll speak to the rest of the Democratic Party. That says it all.
Steve Kasachek, thank you very much for being with us.
Sure.
And Bruce Ash, thanks for calling in. Thanks a lot. And we will continue here on the Buckmaster Show. Sarah Garrett Gasson is with us, and Jimmy Bogle, and we will have the Friday Roundtable coming up. Stay with us.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Obama cites a generally upbeat jobs report as evidence that the economy is getting back on its feet. Republicans, though, say much, much more can and should be done to spur job growth and help boost the economy. The White House says it's a sign that the Syrian regime of Bashar Assad is cracking from within. The administration is welcoming word of defections from Syria's government and its military. Republican presidential hopeful Rick Santorum is in Kansas for a couple of rallies ahead of weekend GOP caucuses that Santorum sees as crucial to his chances of winning the GOP presidential nomination. Stocks higher on Wall Street. The Dow is up about 35 points now, with the NASDAQ Composite Index and the S&P higher as well. This is SRN News.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including five major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
With 275 acres of stunning environment, Innovation Park in Oro Valley is ready for development. Already two of the world's largest pharmaceuticals, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, are settled in Innovation Park. Innovation Park, a great place to do business in Oro Valley, named one of the 10 best towns for families by Family Circle magazine. Find out more at innovationparkaz.com. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. We are having fun this Friday afternoon. Our thanks to our Friday Focus interview with Steve Kasachek, and then Bruce Ash joined in, the Republican state committeeman and also one of the Monday political face-off commentators. He's on every other Monday, and he'll be on this Monday, and I'm sure he'll be fired up as he was today when he was talking with Councilman Kasachek. But we are always welcoming divergent points of view here on the Buckmaster Show. We look at this as kind of Tucson's town square, and we welcome you now to the Friday Reporters Roundtable. Jimmy Bogle, editor of the Tucson Weekly, Sarah Garrett Gasson, editorial writer of the Arizona Daily Star. That was fun, Jimmy.
That was an absolute hoot, Bill.
Man.
And I want to tell you that and I'm glad to tell you this, the Friday Reporters Roundtable is presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Passions do run high, don't they, when it comes to the Kasachek-Ash.
Absolutely. I think it's just, you know, this is kind of a microcosm of the hyperpartisanship that we see in the state these days. I mean, you know, I think this is probably the best example of that. But you've got certain Democrats and certain Republicans and certain Republicans that can't be in the same room together without fuming. And it makes for good radio, but it's kind of, you know, in terms of a bigger picture problem. You know, I mean, these people need to govern and they need to get along to make our community better. And, you know.
Yeah. How does this help?
it's fantastic.
Well,
but.
Well, we had an interesting conversation yesterday as our lead story yesterday on the Buckmaster Show with State Representative Terry Proud. She is the sponsor of HB 2408. And this is all part of that ongoing spat between Marana and Pima County. As Ms. Proud's Senate panel voted to audit Pima County's bond spending program, and Ms. Proud is pushing this legislation that would really change the nature of bonding in Pima County. And I know, Sarah, you had an editorial in The Star about this legislation.
We did. And our position is this is not the legislature's role. This is something that Terry Proud, who has said that she has not met Mr. Huckleberry, and Mr. Huckleberry has said he doesn't remember ever meeting Terry Proud. So this is coming out of rumors and everybody knows that blank, blank, blank. And it's not substantive. It's something that's coming from Marana and a faction of the legislature. And it's basically butting into the business of local government, which I have to say the legislature has been known to do on occasion.
And I have to give a shout out to the Tucson Weekly sister newspaper, Inside Tucson Business. A couple of weeks ago, they actually did an analysis of the amount of bond money, you know, bond debt that the various counties had. And Maricopa County is actually ahead of Pima County. And so a lot of what Terry is saying may not be grounded in fact. You know, I don't want to totally diss her, but, you know, we did an analysis of this, our sister paper did, and what they found was very interesting. And I think that, you know, data and facts are good things.
It is very personal, though. Ms. Proud was saying yesterday about that Chuck Huckleberry goes around bullying people. And speaking of Mr. Huckleberry, he is on our Buckmaster Show live line right now. Mr. Huckleberry, how are you?
Bill, I'm just fine. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing very well. What do you make of all of this, this dispute with Terry Proud?
Well, it's just a lot of bluster without any fact. You know, I've heard her earlier, I'd welcome sitting down with her on your show and debating the facts with her. We have absolutely, you know, nothing to hide. And there's nothing at all wrong with the audit that's being proposed as long as the state pays for it. But the bill that she has now kind of transformed her previous HB 2656 into is now one that, again, singles out Pima County only, and then it requires us in any type of financing that other than a bond, like a municipal property corporation or a certificate of participation financing, to go to the voters, and nobody else has to do that, including every jurisdiction in Pima County that uses that bonding mechanism. And in fact, it's non-voter approved, and if you look at who has the highest degree of non-voter approved bonds, it's the town of Marana, not Pima County.
Did I hear you right? Can we extend then the invitation to Terry Broud? You are challenging Terry Broud to come on the Buckmaster Show with you and hash this thing out for a half an hour or so.
Oh, absolutely. I would welcome the opportunity to speak facts and to, you know, be able to respond to, you know, kind of rumor and innuendo and all the rest of the things that Representative Proud has been stating. Every time she states something, we disprove it with fact. And so I'd be happy to meet with her, debate her on your show anytime it's convenient to her.
Here is Sarah Garrett Gasson of The Star, Chuck.
Disproving rumors with facts, what is the fun in that? I'm sorry. I'm kidding.
It's tough, isn't it?
It is. I want to know, and I know this is probably not a spreadsheet sort of figure, but these sort of things, this sort of sideshow, how is there any way to gauge how much time and effort and energy this is taking away from the actual running of the local government?
Oh, it is a sideshow. The problem is it requires us and to you know, every allegation needs to be answered with fact. And to not do that leaves some doubt in the public mind as to whether the allegation is truthful. So we spent an enormous amount of time and taxpayer money basically answering all these false allegations. So it takes away from real business and the real important business of the legislature, which is dealing with the state budget and state issues, not an intramural squabble between Pima County and Marana.
Chuck, I'm just curious. If this bill did become law, and you never really know with the current legislature, give me specifics. What would this bill actually mean to Pima County? What would be the consequences?
Well, the bill as it's written, it has some, you know, it again singles out Pima County only. Pima County only is not only a county, but just county government, not any of the municipalities within Pima County or the school district or the community college. And so it's discriminatory, first. Second, it would really put a kink in some of our financing that we use basically to finance a very short-term debt, 3 to 5 years. And that's the concern about this new bill. It's kind of a reincarnation of the old bill, and so they keep putting these poison pills in these bills for Pima County and Pima County government alone. In this particular bill, municipal property corporation financing and certificate of participation financing, improvement district financing, special district financing, it would all have to go to the voters, where it doesn't today if it's done in Marana, Oro Valley, Sahuarita, City of Tucson. And so why are we being singled out again?
Chuck Huckleberry, thank you for joining us on the Buckmaster Show. And you are challenging Representative Terry Proud to come on the Buckmaster Show and really hash this out, talk it over about this bond battle that's going on now. Mr. Huckleberry, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
Thanks a lot. Chuck Huckleberry with us on the Buckmaster Show and the Friday Roundtable. Now, getting back to some of the top stories of the week, Jimmy Bogle, the situation with Democratic State Representative Daniel Patterson of Tucson. He was charged this week with 4 misdemeanor counts of domestic violence in relation to the dispute with his ex-girlfriend, and he has entered pleas of not guilty.
Not only that, his lawyer is saying that he is actually going to pull the legislative immunity clause. There's a clause in the Constitution that says that during the legislative session, legislators cannot be arrested and charged with any crimes, although there's actually some exceptions to that constitutional rule, and the city is actually telling us that they're going to fight that. And I think one of them, I don't remember exactly what the phrase is, but it's like it's not disturbing the peace, but it's something along those lines. And that they're actually saying that this, what Daniel Patterson is charged with, fits, you know, does not fit the qualifications for immunity. And I think it's just, I mean, this has become a real disgrace. And you know, there's some issues with Daniel Patterson's ex-girlfriend and former campaign manager. She's now in La Paz County Jail on drug charges. But the whole way this has been handled has just been frankly embarrassing. Daniel Patterson's response to these charges was to have his attorney release this investigation into her background that was just damning. And it's time – he needs to resign. I actually called on him to resign this week. A bunch of his fellow legislators are calling on him to resign, and he really needs to do it. I'm actually in his district. He actually was at my house once gathering signatures for a nominating petition. He needs to go because this is not doing anyone any good.
Sarah Garrett Gasson.
And I have to say that when – we've been through this with Scott Bungard up in the Phoenix area, who also – there was an issue of legislative immunity and in a domestic violence situation. Politicians need to remember that they are there to represent and do the people's business. They are not there to try to save their own jobs. If they are unable to do the business of the people in a way that is focused and not a distraction, then they need to step aside and let – the people be represented and let things get done. And I have to say that I agree with Jimmy on the situation here with Mr. Patterson.
Yeah, and there's been this is not the first time that Daniel Patterson has had run-ins with accusations of violence. There was a whole mess that we reported on about a year and a half ago with his ex-wife. And there seems to be a pattern emerging here, and I think that Daniel Patterson needs to explain that. And I also think some of his biggest defenders, including Jeff Rogers, the head of the Pima County Democrats, need to explain why they've been such a staunch defender of him until now.
And that next court appearance for – well, actually the pretrial hearing will be March the 15th for Mr. Patterson. I want to mention that Raul Grijalva today is trying to – this week he announced that he has introduced a bill to prevent the post office closure here in Tucson. I wonder where this will go. I mean, it sounds good to me if this were to pass, because I don't want the post office to close here in Tucson.
Right. The Cherry Bell sort of state.
The whole post office.
Not the entire post office.
Okay. Yeah, we will have a post office in Tucson. It is the Cherry Bell Postal Processing Center that would close, and the processing would go to Phoenix, adding one, maybe 2 days to our mail.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Want to be clear about that. Post office
clear.
Is not going away.
No, but I don't want the processing center to close.
And a lot of people don't. It's a very oddly emotional issue. People are very – there are obviously business reasons that a business would want, or just anyone would want, their mail to not be trucked up 100 miles north and then trucked back so it could be delivered across town.
Or a lot longer if you're in Cochise County,
right,
or down in Green Valley and in Santa Cruz County.
Right. Right. So what Raul Grijalva is trying to do is to stop the process from continuing and keep the processing center open. I know the postal carriers are obviously have been very active and very against the closure. And a lot of people see this as something that is more – I don't really know quite how to describe it, but it's more symbolic than anything else. It's like, don't close the post office. And – people get very, very upset, I can say, from letters to the editor. People are very tuned in on this one, maybe because they mail them in.
Yeah.
Now that I think of it.
Yeah. It didn't take 3 extra days, or I don't know how many extra days.
It's also important to know that it's not symbolic. It would actually affect some businesses. We have a couple of mail publications that are sister publications of ours, and their deadlines would drastically change because they would have to get sent up to Phoenix, and it would change a whole lot of things. And one thing I want to say about the Raul Grijalva bill, it isn't specifically focused, if I understand it correctly, on Cherry Bell. He actually is – one of the things he's saying is we need to look at growing communities, and that needs to be a factor that the Postal Service is considering. So it isn't – you know, I'm opposed to pretty much any bill that just focuses on one thing, kind of like the Pima County legislation that Terry Proud is really just kind of going after Pima County. This wouldn't just be about the Cherry Bell facility. This would be about growing communities and having that being considered as part of this closure process. And I think that's a very good point.
And I didn't mean to insinuate that it's only symbolic.
Sure.
There are completely legitimate reasons. It's just people have an emotional attachment to their mail carrier. That sounds odd.
Well,
sorry.
While we had Mr. Huckleberry on the Buckmaster show, he called in here. We should have asked him about your editorial, Sarah, that it's time for the county to take a shot at soccer involvement. The soccer tournament that was held here with Major League Soccer was really a big deal.
It was.
10,000 people for one of the games, and there's a very famous player, Beckham or what?
David Beckham,
okay,
yeah.
I mean,
I call him Bex personally.
I think you could probably attract 10,000.
There were Bex sightings all around town.
You could probably attract 10,000 people of one persuasion or another to a stadium if you just put David Beckham in the middle of the field and let people look at him. But soccer fans were very, very excited about this. They should be. Lots of kids got a chance to meet players. It was a lot of fun. And I think it's the kind of thing that Major League Baseball has obviously ditched us as a community. And Major League Soccer wants some changes made. And I think it's definitely worth taking a look at the feasibility of that. It was a big success.
And one of the things I liked about this Star editorial did, oh my God, I just said I liked a Star editorial. I'm going to be fired.
Oh my goodness. Jimmy Bogle, the Weekly, saying he loves the Star, or no, he said likes the Star editorial.
But it pointed out that we can do this without getting rid of baseball. It would be, you can convert a lot of the practice fields.
You can have both.
And you can have both. And I think that's an important thing. I think ditching baseball totally would be a bad idea because we've still got the Tucson Padres, but it can be done in a way to accommodate both. And that's one of the things I liked that the editorial pointed out.
What do I have? About a minute left to go. Some of the nonsense. We always like to follow what's going on up in Phoenix. The House reversed itself, killing texting while driving bill. So that is, I guess, dead for this year.
Yeah. The reasoning escapes me. I don't know why it's a good idea to text while driving, but apparently a lot of the folks in the legislature think it's an okay thing to do.
Makes me wonder how powerful the phone lobby is.
That's going to do it for the Friday Reporters Roundtable. Matt Russell with the Weekend Watch coming up next. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
There are times when you save, and there are times when you
save big.
Whoa. Take vehicle loans, for instance. Any time of the year, Pyramid Federal Credit Union can help you save with lower rates. But now, for a limited time, we're helping you
save big.
That means rates as low as 4.5% APR when you buy or refinance a vehicle loan. Plus terms up to 60 months, whether it's new or used. You won't just save. You'll
save big.
That never gets old. Stop by any Pyramid Federal Credit Union or visit us at pyramidfcu.com to learn more. That's 4.5% APR vehicle loans for a limited time. Plus, save another 0.25% with payment options.
That's huge.
Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life. Learn more at pyramidfcu.com. 4.5% APR on vehicle loans for a limited time. Restrictions may apply. Membership eligibility required. NCUA insured.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Ever notice how much time you spend just getting where you want to go? Travel hassles, long drives, expensive parking can all ruin your trip and create a miserable experience. Tucson International Airport has the answer. With close, easy parking, quick check-in, a short walk to your gate, and airport amenities that make traveling stress-free and enjoyable. With nonstop destinations and connections around the world, for business or for pleasure, fly TucsonAirport.com. It's the way to go.
From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowell and Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. East Fort Lowell and Dodge for Karimi Oriental Rugs and KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Weekend Watch now with the culinary cruiser himself, Matt Russell. And Matt, it is so windy that when you jump in the pool, in that beautiful Foothills pool this afternoon, we will feel the moisture when you do that cannonball here on the south side at the KVOI studios. That's how windy it is.
I'm actually looking at my pool as we speak right now, and I almost want to get out my surfboard. I got waves in that bad boy.
What a big weekend. You got the Festival of Books, and there's a food component for those foodies that want to take part in the festival.
Yeah, fans of the foodie arts are going to have the opportunity to get in on the action at the Tucson Festival of Books on the festival's culinary stage, right there at the U of A Mall. Now, beginning tomorrow at 10 a.m. with a session on cooking with desert plants, local chefs are going to be teaming up with best-selling authors to explore the role of food and literature with some delicious demonstrations. Now, Bill, your listeners are going to be able to be entertained by local chefs, including Doug Levy from Feast and Daryl Wong from the Lotus Garden, really teeing up all their great stuff all day Saturday and Sunday on the culinary stage.
They're going to really have a who's who of chefs over there.
They really are. And what a great way to just kind of take a part of the demonstrations and meet them and get to engage them one-on-one on the culinary arts. I love it.
Yeah, a lot of the chefs like to change the menu, don't they, at the different times for the year. Now we're going into spring.
We are. And, you know, we have a few weeks left until the official start of the season, but spring really has sprung over at the Abbey on Sunrise and Kolb. With the debut of this new spring menu, many of the same Abbey items are going to remain on the menu, the standard items, but some of the newest features include a mooshu duck crepes, spring vegetable pot pie, and my favorite, Bill, the grandma's gnocchi, which he's doing with Italian sausage, zucchini, blistered tomatoes, and goat cheese. Now, I got to stop somewhere, but the wine and beer list have also been updated for the season, so check out the Abbey this weekend.
Did you say blistered goat cheese?
Blistered tomatoes with a creamy goat cheese. I mean, this is one of my favorite menu items on any menu in Tucson.
Very nice. How about some brunch?
Yeah, we've seen so many brunches sprout up across Tucson recently, Bill, and now the Dakota Cafe over on Tancaverde in the heart of Trelldos Town is the newest one on the block. So Saturday and Sunday, brunch is now being served with refreshing mimosas and live jazz music. Really the perfect combination on what I think is one of the great patios for alfresco dining in all of Tucson. So when you're there, I recommend the prickly pear barbecue brisket sandwich with smoked gouda on a jalapeno cheddar roll. Bill, I love my job.
What kind of beverage would you suggest to accompany that delightful entree?
The jalapeno brisket, you're going to have to go with a lovely craft beer to sort of offset the spice and give you a nice refreshing tingle on the way down. This is a beautiful, beautiful menu.
Matt Russell from Russell Communications. What a great – yeah, I want to do a quick plug because Russell Public Communications really has risen to the top. You had your 10-year anniversary, some awards coming in, lots of awards actually. You've had a great year, haven't you?
We really have. And, you know, we're just blessed to work with so many great local businesses and individuals. And, in fact, we represent clients all over the country and we have the opportunity and the privilege to tell their stories to all of their publics, and it's something we really enjoy doing each and every day.
And you have a great location up in the foothills and plenty of food locations very close, including Finney's Landing, which just opened up very close to you.
Right across the street for fish tacos, flip-flops, and fun. I mean, I'm in heaven on Sunrise and Swan.
All right. Get out the surfboard. Get into the swimming pool as those winds continue. Thanks a lot, Matt Russell.
My pleasure.
All right.
We'll be right back.
The Friday edition of the Buckmaster Show is made possible in part by our friends at Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. Splendido is a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. The Buckmaster Show also is made possible in part by Flowers Rieger and Associates Certified Public Accountants, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at FlowersRieger, that's RIEGER.com. The Buckmaster Show is a production of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC. On behalf of our team, Bill Buckmaster, and our producer, Rosemary Brandt, we wish you a wonderful and a safe weekend, and we'll look forward to seeing you here Monday on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice and The Voice Network stations, as we continue with another great week of programming on The Buckmaster Show. Have a great weekend.
KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. 930 KAPR Douglas. And 1240 KJAA Globe, the Voice Radio Network.